Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When we go to the coast for a dip in the ocean, we rarely think about what the sand and coastline can tell us about the Earth's history. Temple University's Assistant Professor of Earth and Environmental Science, Ilya Boinovich, tells us more.
Much of our understanding of recent environmental changes comes from written records. However, in most parts of the world, such records are limited and imprecise, especially if we go back more than one or two millennia. To understand long-term changes in climate, landforms, and ecosystems, scientists must rely on a variety of natural archives, including seemingly unreadable formations of loose sand. We can learn a great deal by reconstructing environmental changes along the world's coastlines that took place over the past 6,000 years. Landforms made up almost entirely of sand can provide valuable information about the natural phenomena. Invasion of sand into coastal sediments, along with erosion during intense storms and tsunamis, caused rapid and dramatic transformations along the margins of continents and islands, operating at much shorter timescales than sea level trends or century-scale climate changes. Using state-of-the-art technology, we are now able to X-ray barrier islands and coastal dunes, focusing on distinct signs of extreme events of the past. Our beaches, which bear the brunt of storm attack, preserve scars that can be recognized even when obscured by vegetation or development. Along the coast of Maine, for example, a series of massive storms have been reconstructed, dating back more than 1,500 years. In another instance, the interaction between humans and the surrounding landscape has been overprinted on climatic patterns, such as the Little Ice Age, a period of dramatic cooling that began 700 years ago. Using detailed records of stability and activity of the coastal dunes in the Baltic Sea and equatorial Brazil, we're beginning to see similarities in landscape evolution in these vastly different geographic settings. Our understanding of how common certain natural phenomena are can be addressed only by examining a record that extends beyond instrumental observations, and by recognizing patterns in coastal behavior, not only regionally, but globally.
That was Temple University's Ilya Boinovich. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. We can live beside the ocean.